Welcome to Shannon the Slayer, the podcast where we're slaying negativity and taking your mentality to the next level. So, if you're ready, it's time to level up with your host, Shannon Sky.
Oh, I'm coming! Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Shannon the Slayer, where we're slaying the negativity and taking the mentality to where? Yeah, the next level. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being with me and sharing your time and just being here. I freaking love it and I appreciate you, and I just wanted to say that. So with that said, let's get into it because we're positive and we're charged and we're ready to start the day. So yippee-ki-yay! I don't know. I swear I did not have any coffee since this morning. I don't know what happened, but that's okay. We're going to run with it and it's going to be a great time. And we're going to talk about seeing things. Do you see things? Sometimes I see things. More so I hear things though. I'm one of those. I hear a lot of voices in my head. For sure. Am I crazy? More than likely. Do I care? Not at all. Am I the crazy cat lady? 100%. If you didn't know, fun fact, I got 7 cats and I wouldn't change a thing.
Anyway.
Why are we here? Well, I'll tell you why. I had a question for you. And my question was, do you have to see something to believe it? Are you the type of person who actually has to see the thing in order to know that it exists? And if you do, why? I want you to answer that question to yourself. Like, if you do, if you have to see it in order to believe it, why? Because for me, I don't have to see anything to believe it. I don't have to see the end result to know it's there. And this goes for anything. I mean, the air we breathe, we can't see it, but we know it's there. If you believe in God, which I do, and if you don't, that's, you know, it's up to you. But if you believe in God, you know he's there. You don't have to see him to believe him. You just know he's there. And under the ground, you can't see under the ground, but you know it's there. You know there's things under the ground. I mean, the list could go on and on. And for like your career-wise, do you get stuck in this cycle of, it's not happened yet, I can't see the results, so it's not there, it's not possible? Do you go down that cycle of, I can't see any progress, I can't see anything happening, so I don't know, I give up because I have to see it to believe it. Do you do that to yourself? If you do, it's okay. It's okay. I don't want you to beat yourself up about it. It's hard. It's hard to actually believe something that you can't see all the time. It's hard. You have to have faith. You have to believe it on a level that you just, it's just there. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you don't see it. Let's take your career in the acting world, for example. You know you're doing all the work. You know that you've been growing as a performer. You know you've been taking your classes. You know that something is coming. You don't know what it is. You haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen that email that says, hey, you booked it. Right? Like, you know that everything you do, from every class you take, every audition that you submit to, everything adds up. And as long as you keep going, that thing is out there. It's right there for you to grab. It's right there. But how close, if you stop right now, how close do you think you are from that one little spot to grab onto? I mean, if you stop because you can't see it and nothing's happening in this moment. If you stop, what if the next audition that you did, just one little spot further up, was there and that was yours to grab? That was the little berry on the tree that you just didn't grab because you couldn't see it. You couldn't believe it because you haven't booked anything. You haven't gotten any wins or made any progress that you can see. When, however, truth be told, you're making huge progress. Just slow down and think about that for a second. Seriously, think about all of the things that you've been working on that you can't see all that progression. You can't see that big role coming, but it's there. You can't see the opportunity, but it's there. I hope this all makes sense. You know, I do these things and sometimes I wonder if they help. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what I want. I want to help you think on a different level of things. And I know how hard it can be to get in this funk of, I haven't seen any progress. Like, I haven't seen any bookings. I haven't seen anything. And you can go down a spiral really quick if you're not careful. So what I do, which is what I hope you do or you start doing, is looking for, in your mind, looking for those things that keep the gears rolling, right? That keep you chugging along, doing your best, because you know that with every turn and every chug-a-chug-a-choo-choo, you are getting there. Even though you can't see the end of the tunnel, you're going to get there. You're that little engine that could. Gosh darn it, you're that little engine that could. And even though you can't see it, it's there. It's there. And that's all. I'm going to leave it at that because I want you to think about that this week. Truly think about it. If you don't see something, does that mean it's not there in your mind? Or do you say, I might not be able to see it, but I know it's there. Can't describe it, but I know it's possible. I know it exists. I'm listening to my heart. I'm doing what I love. And that's it. Keep going. Keep dreaming big. It's out there. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You got this. All right. Have a great day. Be amazing. Be positive. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Shannon the Slayer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Until next time, keep smiling and keep slaying.